Listening is often a learned skill, and it is one that isn't taught enough. So let's chat today and learn some tools that can help each of us become better listeners. Hi, my name is Trina Glines, and this is Elevate Your Marriage and Life podcast. This podcast is for those who want to create happiness daily, even among the chaos that marriage and family life will bring. Get ready to elevate your marriage and life today. Welcome to Elevate Your Marriage and Life podcast. I am really excited to have this discussion with you today because I have learned so much in the last several years about listening and the importance of learning tools and understanding how to really listen to not just our spouse, but to everyone around us. But obviously, most specifically, because that's what my passion is helping husbands and wives create a happier story, which obviously is going to require some communication skills. And we often really try to learn how to, I've spoken in the past on how to communicate sharing your primary emotion instead of going and reacting off of the secondary emotion. And there's a lot of work and effort put into us communicating about and learning how to really communicate what we're feeling. But I feel like listening is often left out, and listening is actually just as big of a deal. And I have learned this, and I continue to work on it. I think it's something that takes a lot of time to master. And it also, it's human nature to talk, right? Like, it's really human nature to talk. And for some people, that might be a challenge. There's obviously those that don't love talking, and they, you know, we have to work really hard to help them learn how to share and communicate. But most generally, I believe human nature is just, we want to share. And so what I'm going to share with you today, actually, there is a TED Talk by Celeste Headlee. And I will put the link in my description of this podcast. And it's a TED Talk where she talks about talking to difficult people. I loved this TED Talk. And I realize it's highlighting talking to difficult people. But honestly, there are a few points I'm going to talk about today that you can implement to anyone in your life. And I really want you to relate it to your spouse. But really, this goes for your children. This goes for your coworkers. This goes for family members, anyone. And please go watch it. It's awesome. It's such a great TED Talk. And I really like her focus on, is it possible to have a conversation with difficult people? And she's like, yes, it is, when we stop worrying about us getting that word in edgewise of making sure we're being heard. There's actually a way that you can talk with difficult people and come out of the conversation feeling like, oh, that went pretty good. And she shares that. But what I want to kind of share with you today is more focusing on how, honestly, listening is a learned skill. I remember my mother-in-law, there's a story, I didn't know about this until after she had passed, and her sister shared that years ago, they'd gone to a meeting, and it was on how to be a good listener. And I may have shared this actually in one of my podcasts, but they shared how to be a good listener, and so the whole meeting was on how to be a good listener. And she came out of that meeting and she shared with her sister, I am going to learn how to do this because I want to be a good listener. And that's such a great example to me that listening is actually a learned skill. It's rarely a natural talent. I'm sure there's those individuals out there that listening just became very natural for them, and awesome. That's amazing. But for most of us, I don't think we are given the tools to understand how to be good listeners. So the one thing I really try to express greatly to people is that we can't change what we don't recognize. Like, Does that make sense to you? Like, we have to recognize areas in our life first that might could use some adjustment before we can change them. And often we're just going about living and we don't even realize we're not being a good listener because no one's taught us. Nobody's, you know, written it out and said, hey, do you do this? Why don't you try doing this? So you don't even necessarily recognize it. So I really want to preface, you know, first of all, as you listen to these things, I don't want you coming away from here going, oh, I'm a terrible listener and oh, I've got so much to do. I want you to come away going, okay, I am going to watch in my life and see if this is true, because you can't change what you don't recognize. And then I want you to be kind to yourself and think, oh, I've learned something new today and I'm going to work on maybe applying it and not sit and beat yourself up, which then brings in guilt and shame and then we never change, right? So please, I always preface when we're learning something new, be kind to yourself. You never knew before now, but that's how self-development, self-growth works. I didn't know most of this stuff up until a few years ago as I started, and every day I learned something new as I'm studying and trying to put things together to share with women to help them strengthen themselves and strengthen their relationships. So just remember, no one has taught you, and it's okay. And learning allows you to work on being a better version of you. And that's what we're all here for. That's what this earthly experience is about. And so we're here today. I'm hoping to give you just a couple of tools that you can just look for. And I want you to see them first, like see the mistakes first, because you have to recognize those things. And like I share all the time, we have to name it before we can tame it. So you got to name it. You got to see like, oh my word, I just cut that person off and I wanted to share my story or whatever. You got to name it before you can tame it, before we can change it. So I have learned a lot about listening lately and the importance of it. And I'm also tongue-tied, apparently. I'm also really anxious to hone in on this skill. I think it's that important. I really do. From this TED Talk by Celeste Headlee, her TED Talk is titled Talking to Difficult People. That was like total tongue twister with all those T's. Anyway, I'm only going to highlight a couple of things that she shares and then some of my own. The first thing that really stuck out to me was when someone is sharing, often, like somebody's talking to you, they're sharing something with you, right? It will trigger in your mind a story or an idea. They're going to come to you. That's just part of us, part of being human, right? You're going to have different stories, different thoughts come to you. A good listener will let those stories come in, those ideas come in and let them go. She kind of talks about we need to let them go because what happens is when we give attention to those thoughts, we stop listening. Think about that in your own life. Watch for that in your own life. Let's say your man comes home from work and he had a really terrible day and something happened and he wants to share it with you. Think about as he's sharing with you, do you have a thought, an idea that pops into your head that you want to blurt out and share instead of really, truly listening to what he has going on? Right? I can see this happening all the time in my life. And she just says, these thoughts are going to come in. It's not like you can train yourself to not have these thoughts and ideas, but you need to allow them to flow in and flow out and redirect your attention back to this person who is sharing with you right now. I really like how she discussed, this isn't necessarily about you, because if someone is sharing with you, it's about them. Give them that full attention. That's what a good listener is. So I really like that. So the first one is as thoughts flow in, let them flow out so you can keep that attention directed on the person who's sharing. I love that. Okay, the next one, this one I actually knew even way before I heard this talk. This is something I have felt for a long time. I've actually read self-help books that kind of talked opposite of this. and I didn't agree with it. And now this, knowing she shares this, this rung true to me, okay? When somebody is sharing with you, if they are relating an experience of theirs, don't try to find an experience in your own life to share back, because it's never the same. It truly isn't. It's never the same. All experiences are individual, and it's not about you. If this person is sharing that their parent, somebody in their life just passed away, and you come flying in, yeah, when my dad died, da 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 da, and you start sharing, you've just wiped out whatever this person was starting to open up to share. This isn't about you. It's about them. And a good listener will allow the person speaking to share their thoughts and their feelings without feeling like they're being compared to what your experience was. And I, my husband and I have actually gone through this a lot because between the two of us, he's actually the one that likes to share even more. He's the talker between the two of us. And so I did notice years ago in our marriage, when I would try to share something, he would come in with his experience and it would all get turned around on how whatever I was sharing could be applied to his life. And what does that do to us, ladies? It makes us feel unheard. And that was part of me going in my box, of me shutting myself off because it didn't feel safe to share with him because I didn't feel heard. He had no idea what he was doing. He thought he was relating to me. He thought he was validating through sharing his story. That is not true. That's not true. And I have read material that has shared, you know, when you share an experience with somebody and you say, yeah, I understand, I've been there before, that's really a good thing to say. I disagree. I don't fully agree with that. It might work in some instances, but really what they want you to, what somebody sharing with you wants to hear is, I'm so sorry. That had to have been so hard. Wow, how did you make it through? Do you see the difference between that and then coming in with a story of your own and applying it to yourself? It's everybody's situations that they go through, individual situation, is uniquely different. No two people experience the exact same thing. So if you can go into a conversation with somebody or be a listener for somebody who wants to share something, you know, say they're having a hard time at work, they're having some hard times with some coworkers, and they come and confide in you and they're sharing this, and you helicopter in and say, yeah, when I had this one time and did it, and start sharing, that is not being a good listener. Now, those situations will come in handy after the fact. That's when, after you're done listening and they feel heard, if you feel like there's something that may be beneficial for them that you've experienced in your life, that's when you can say to them, you know, I've had an experience, not the same as yours, but it might be something helpful. Would you like me to share it with you? See how respectful that is? And that then they are opening up their mind of like, they've heard me out. Yeah. How did you? Yeah, I would love to hear from you. That allows that person to feel heard, validated, understood, and not felt like your experience trumped theirs. Okay. No two experiences ever the same. I've lost my dad. My husband has lost his dad. This is comparing apples to oranges between these two, honestly, because we experience things differently. And really important that we honor everybody has their own story. Everybody has their own life circumstances. No two people are going to be the same, and never expect anybody to be the same as you. That's just going to create a problem, right? Like, we need to honor that we are all different. So I really liked how she highlighted that. Don't relate your experience with theirs. Really, honestly, that is almost making it feel like to them that their experience doesn't hold up to yours. And all of a sudden you start talking and you kind of take over the conversation, and they're sitting there going, I wasn't even done. And how did this all get turned around to you? I really need somebody to hear me. I love, love, love that tool. So watch for that in your own life. When you feel like you want to come in with your story or your experience, I catch myself. I still catch myself. I've had my kids point it out to me. Mom, did you see that you did that? I'm like, yes, I felt it. And I felt so bad. We need to watch for those. We can't change what we don't recognize. So watch for these things in your life first before you try to change them, because you need to see if it even applies to you, right? So the first one is let the ideas and the thoughts that are flowing in as somebody's talking to you flow out and just continue to listen to them, okay? You don't need to share ideas or thoughts. Just flow in, flow out, and just be a validating, listening ear. Then the next one is don't relate your experiences to theirs, right? I love that one so much. I can't even tell you how important that one is for people to understand. All right, the third one. She says the most important one. Listen. Listen. And she does share how we'd rather talk than listen. And it is kind of human nature. And often when we're the one talking, we're the one kind of in control of the conversation. And so in, you know, just a lack of understanding how communication really works, I really think we don't mean to try and be in control of the conversation. I don't think it's something you're consciously doing, but we may go there because that's more comfortable than listening, because we don't know what to do when we're listening. Really, when we're listening, everybody wants to be heard, validated, and understood. To hear somebody and to validate somebody and to understand somebody does not mean being a silent listener. It's giving feedback on what they're sharing, not the thoughts that are flowing in, not the comparisons of what you've experienced in your life, but actually validating, hearing. It's such a good, if you can learn this, let me tell you what, people are going to love talking to you, and you're just going to have that much. My husband and I need to finish like one sentence after the other. My husband and I have actually been working really on this really well the last couple of weeks because of some conversations that we've been having between the two of us. And I can't tell you the closeness that it has created when my man will really sit there and allow me to share and listen and validate and, you know, move towards me saying, hon, I'm really sorry. That had to have been so hard. Or I'm so glad you shared that with me. You know, how are you doing with that? Or whatever. He's actually being involved in the conversation, not just being a blank space and not responding back. And so I liked too how she shared a lot of times why we don't listen. Why we don't listen is because we become distracted. And the reason why we become distracted is, she shares, we can talk 225 words per minute, but we can listen up to 500 words per minute. So our mind is actually filling in those 275 words in our own head. And I thought that was really good to know, because it is human nature to talk. And so as you're listening to somebody and they might not be talking fast enough for you, until your mind is going elsewhere of what you possibly could be sharing, or these ideas are coming in or whatever, it's going to take you choosing to be in control of your mind and your thoughts and your experiences to really work on listening. And once again, I want to share, listening is not being a silent partner. It is not. Please, when you listen to your spouse, when you listen to anybody, don't be silent and think, oh, I'm being a good listener. That's actually, being silent is actually very negative in communication. You need to be an active part and asking questions, probing questions and validating them and understanding what they're sharing. Okay. So I love this quote by Stephen Covey. Most of us don't listen with the intent to understand. We listen with the intent to reply. Yes, that is human nature. We're thinking in our heads what we want to say. Something triggered. They said something and it triggered us. And we want to share it. It's goodness and we want to share it. If you really want to work on being a good listener, let those thoughts flow in and flow out. And then sit and listen to them. And then afterwards, if that thought kind of comes back, like, I think this might be able to help them, then ask, hey, you know, thank you for sharing with me. I'm glad you felt safe to come and share with me. And I have actually experienced something. It's a little different than yours, but it might help you. Would you like me to share it with you? And then allow them to say yes, because most likely they will. If they're busy and they came in on a lunch break, or your husband had to just call you on the phone and he's got an appointment now at work, he might say, I would love to know. Can we talk more about it later tonight? And that's okay. That's okay. So when I first listened to this TED Talk, other things started coming back to me. And I started recognizing areas in my own life that I needed to work on this. And I also recognized areas that I now was able to kind of name that my husband did. Like I said, he's kind of the talker. He likes to talk, which is fine. It's great. And so I noticed a couple of situations after I heard this TED Talk where him and I and other people were together and somebody was sharing something and Jeff came in and shared whatever those thoughts triggered him. And all of a sudden, he took the conversation from what they were sharing onto him. And there were a couple times that it was really apparent to me that he was struggling to even listen because of his mind going in what he wanted to share. And like, you know, luckily I'm in a position with my man because of what I'm doing and what I'm teaching. And he's such my biggest supporter. I have to put things to the test. And it's true. It's true. Husbands and wives out there are going to have difficult conversations. And honestly, my job as a wife is to help my man be the best version of him. His job as my husband is to help me be the best version of me. There might be things I can't see, but he does, that he can help me become better. But it's all in the way we do it. Unfortunately, we can do it the wrong way, and it can be a wreck. It can be a mess. So with that preface, I was able to go to my man. I said, I have a question for you. Did anyone teach you how to be a good listener? Is that something like your parents talked to you about or anything? And he said, no, not that I can recall. I know in college I took a class on communication and they talked about, you know, pseudo-listening, I think it was called, pseudo-listening, but it was never something like applicable that I applied in my life or anything like that. And so I said, would you listen to this TED Talk? I want you to listen to this TED Talk. So we heard the TED Talk, and then I just said, I've noticed a couple of situations where those things have happened to you. And all I want you to do is recognize them. Just when you go to work tomorrow, recognize them. Because one thing about my man, which I will toot my horn all day long on this, my man loves to work on being the best version of him. He started into self-development and self-growth way before I did. And it's something that's always intrigued him. I mean, back in college days, he was buying cassette tapes to listen to. Tony Robbins. Tony Robbins. We had the whole kit of Tony Robbins. And he just loved self-development. And so I just, you know, it was a conversation I had to take very carefully because I didn't want to make him feel bad. But yet I knew this was an area. If he strengthened this area, it was just going to make him that much better and be able to communicate with people. And people would love to talk to him. And people, we need tools. We're here to grow. So I was able to say, okay, so I noticed and I had the examples And he saw it. As soon as I shared that, he goes, oh my gosh, I can't believe I did that. I didn't even recognize what I was doing. I'm like, because nobody's taught you, hon. And the only reason why I recognized it is because I've been learning this. You have to recognize it before you can change it. And how do we recognize things? Doing exactly what you're doing right now, this minute, listening to this podcast, thinking, can I learn to be a better listener? Yes, you can. But you have to be taught the difference first, right? Somebody has to map it out a little bit for us, because we're not just going to come to it all on our own. And so I shared with him a couple of the examples, and he already knew about how he, because we had talked about it years ago, about how when I would share an experience or something, he would come in and want to relate his experience and how he could relate it to his own life, how that made me feel unheard. And so he already knew that part, and I think he's been working on that. But this other part was just kind of, I didn't recognize I was doing that. And so he took my little information moment. I don't know how else to put it. And he goes, okay, I'll take your challenge. So he, the next day, came home from work, and he just goes, well, hon, I learned something new today. And I said, what was that? And he goes, I am not a good listener. And I'm like, why do you say that? And he goes, oh my word. All day long, whenever I was with clients and I was with, you know, just coworkers, they'd go to say, and it would trigger me, and I'd want to share what was, whatever thought it triggered, instead of just really being involved, listening, understanding what they were sharing. And I said, hon, this is awesome. He's like, how can you say this is awesome? I'm like, because we can't change what we don't recognize. We have to recognize it first. And it's been so cool, because the last while, as I've been, as he's been, learned this and recognized it in himself, and mind you, it takes, honestly, to change habits like this is going to take years, people, because, I mean, he's turning 50 this year. It's going to take years, right? But now he's aware, and I've recognized in certain conversations we've had, he is really seeking to listening to me. I cannot tell you what that has done for me inside in those moments. The connection that's been created in just really simple conversations plus complicated conversations, when I really felt heard from him, what a difference it was. He wasn't comparing my situation to something in his life. He wasn't coming in with a story or a thought. He was listening, and he's still working on the validating and the understanding and the, you know, sharing feedback back. And we're all working on it, right? We're all working on it. I don't do it right all the time. Heavens no. But I can't tell you how important it is to learn how to listen to people in your life. It changes everything, especially when it's your spouse. We need to be that secure attachment figure for our spouse, which means we're there for you. You matter to me. You're safe. We portray that to them most often through listening. It's not going to be through communicating. It's going to be during those moments of when I'll use the example, I'm reaching towards my man, sharing something I'm struggling with. And when he chooses to truly listen and to try to understand what I'm feeling, then that connection is there. But the minute we come in with throwing in our own stories and, you know, comparing our experiences with theirs, then that connection is separated some. It's not like a magnet bringing you two together. It's when it's the wrong magnets and it's pushing you apart. So I really challenge you, go listen first to that TED Talk. I thought it was great. She's hilarious. She's kind of funny. It's short. It's like less than 12 minutes, I think. So listen to that TED Talk and then watch for these three things in your life, okay? When you're listening to somebody, watch for the stories and the ideas that are triggered that come in and allow them to flow out. And just choose to listen to them. And then watch for, do I come in and try to relate my own experience to theirs? Okay? I can't say enough about that one. You can't do that. No two experiences are the same. And if you feel like you have something to share with somebody that would be beneficial to them, wait until they're done and then say, hey, I have something I've experienced in my life. I wonder if it might help you out. Would it be okay if I share? There you go. That's the right way to do it, to allow somebody to truly feel heard. And then number three, choosing to really listen. To listen and not get distracted because you're not hearing enough words. And so you're filling up that space in your head with those extra 275 words. Like, really choose to listen. Now, I'm going to be doing more podcasts on listening, because there's a couple other points that I didn't get to today that I need to help men understand how women want to be heard, because they're Mr. Fix-Its. And a lot of times when we're sharing our feelings, they want to come in and fix it. So that's going to be an upcoming podcast, because I think that will be really beneficial. You can share it with your man and let me kind of do the sharing with him. And it helps you also if you understand how you work, because often we just don't know how to put it into words. We know what we're feeling inside. We're frustrated. We don't feel heard, but we can't put it to words on what exactly we need. So I'm going to help you put it to words so then you can go back to your man and share, hon, this is really what I need in those moments. And now I've learned to set my man up for success when I need to just process, just vent. I try to remember, it always works best when I do remember to say, hey, hon, you don't need to fix anything right now. I just need you to hear me out. I've got to process this. Then he's able to turn Mr. Fix-It off and help me out. But it's sometimes in those moments, it's hard to remember to share that. So that's where your man understanding how you work and what you need is extremely, extremely beneficial. So I hope you have enjoyed this little podcast on how you could possibly help yourself become a better listener. It is so, so important. We really work on how to communicate how we feel and to get to those primary emotions instead of the secondary reactions and emotions. But listening, it's just as important. It really is. We need to work on being better listeners overall. To everybody around us, it will benefit our lives and it will benefit theirs. Thank you for joining me today. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast on how to be a better listener. I hope you'll take my challenge to pay attention over the next few days and see what kind of listener you are. And if there's things in this podcast that I shared with you that you can choose to apply to your listening tools, your listening skills, it will benefit you and all of those around you. So I challenge you to do that. But thank you so much for joining my podcast on elevating your marriage and life. I look forward to sharing with you next week.